The drink is important in the aspect. Even though I'm drinking water, you know, my man over here drinking a little bit of mix or something. And we might respond to a few comments. Shout out to everybody who's listening to me live right now, by the way. Podcast kicked off. I am joined by my brother in arms, my fellow cohort, comrade, Dunny, whatever the fuck niggas was calling each other in the early 2000s.
I'm just saying.
Ninja. My fellow ninja, my fellow demon. I don't know what we call him. It's good. Oh, Lenzo, how are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm here. I'm just thankful to be alive.
You know what I'm talking about? A lot of people in here. God bless them and their families.
God bless them, but apparently they can't be blessed as much as we've been blessed because, hey, they ain't make it now.
Man.
With that being said, we're going to talk about a lot, and some of y'all might be wondering where we're going with the conversation. First off, I got to play a song that kind of epitomizes where me and him at in our life right now. You already know. That federal money hit different, though.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
And federal job is different, though. The federal money is different, though. Ooh, that federal money is different. Ooh. And what did he say? Trump should have freed Larry. Fuck the wrong with dude. Oh, we say GDK. All right, sorry, we can't. So let me stop right there, because let me tell you something. Our job is paying us way too much money to promote gang violence, although I do agree with the young man in the song. As he said, Trump should have freed Hoover. Yes, Trump should have freed Larry. He freed ASAP Rocky. He freed Kodak Black. And I think, he might have should have freed Hoover. The reason why this song touches a nerve with me personally, with my cohort as well, is because the new job that I have talked to you guys about, he was here first a few months. When did you start?
December. December. I started in December.
Yeah. Got to talk close to the mic, brother.
Yeah, in December. I started in December. Long journey. I made it, though. But, some months now. About 4 months in.
He started in December. And let me give a proper introduction to who this man is, because a lot of y'all just wondering. I don't even know. You know, a lot of times when you hear a voice, you just envision somebody. And I don't know if you envision Black and Miles when you hear him talk. You might envision Sugar Boy. But this is my man. I'm
a big black guy.
Big black guy. Taller than me. So if you whoop my ass in the fight, you gotta whoop him to follow. He's the follow-up challenge. He's the follow-up boss, like on Mortal Kombat. Like
Next level.
We met the prior security company that I was working for, we met there, and, you know, we actually even worked a side gig together. Some of y'all know me from working nightclub out there in Lodi. Shout out to El Dorado. Shout out to all the homies out there, the hood homies out there. They know who they are. I don't have to get into specifics, but they know who they are out there. And he was out there with me a few times. Very interesting experiences there, were they not?
Man.
And this was the guy who I told y'all a few episodes ago I was going to do an episode called Real Nigga Security. Now, I don't know if I should still name it that, you know, but I might. I don't know. What do you think? Should we go call it Real Nigga Security?
Man, real niggas in uniform. Real nigga security.
Yeah,
real easy. Niggas, we just got to get paid, man. That's all that is.
Yeah, you gotta get paid, and that's what we doing. Even now, when we talking, he got the what kind of watch is that? A G?
G-Shock, a little G-Shock.
Ain't a little G-Shock. It should look nice. Damn, the G-Shock look good. I'm just saying, you pulled up on me with a new car, G-Shock. You feel me?
It's nothing, man. It's nothing. All thanks be to God, man. All day. I can't call it.
Oh, yeah, that's what we tell you something. For those who are unaware of black community practices and black community sayings, if you want to know that an African-American male was making substantially a lot more than his cousins and brothers and sisters, that's one thing. Oh, no, nah, brother, I can't call it. Brother, I can't call it. I can't. Hey, brother. Hey, man, now I'm just doing me, brother. Hey, no. Here the one. Brother, I'm trying to be like you, though. And let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you the messed up thing is, usually whoever you say that to is doing bad. I mean, let me tell you something. Y'all had this conversation on Saturday. Thursday and Friday, that nigga was at the Department of Human Assistance office. Let me tell you something. That nigga was up there. So, he doing good. But we met at working for a company. And we could talk as much shit about that company because, you know, it is what it is. We ain't working for them no more. They actually got bought out.
Yeah, they're actually no longer.
They are no longer. We were the last tribe, the best one at that.
You know what's crazy about that? The week before I left was the same week. Well, the week that I was gone mm-hmm. and started training for this company. Mm-hmm. That where we at now was the week that they transitioned officially, like new shirts, like new uniforms and all that. So it was just a crazy experience to just like leave right before that happened. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it was just a crazy experience.
And let's be honest, and I gotta say, the company that bought them out is not the most popular. The company that purchased them, you know, they cool. They ain't us. They for surely ain't our company. We're our company. We ain't some other type of shit. We ain't got to get into specifics. We ain't got to get into specific tax brackets. But let me tell you something. They top niggas. It's not touching us. Can I get an amen? Amen. But all jokes aside, When I do these podcasts, a lot of the times when I talk about like my experiences in the work life, I always touch on the topic about like how when you black and you do security, it's always an interesting experience because you kind of, even though you ain't the cops, even though you ain't the feds, even though you ain't 12 as the children in 2015 were calling them 12. For those who don't know. That was what they used to call the drug task force in Atlanta. And that became a popular term the dudes are using because a few rappers from Atlanta made it popular and everybody wanted to be cool with the cool kids. So they were calling them 12, but you kind of walk a fine line because people will kind of look at jail and look at you like cops. But at the same time, it's still kind of like you the immediate authority. A lot of times you'll be the immediate authority in an area and they'll look to you like the person who's, so there's always like a little bit of tension. Especially if you black, because a lot of the time, you live down the street from these niggas. I'm just being real. You might get into it with somebody. You might have to throw a motherfucker out of a clothing store, and you drive home and you see him. Oh shit, this motherfucker live a turn away from me. Am I telling the truth?
Man, all day long.
So, I want to ask you, from your opinion, we can say, how do you feel about that in terms of walking that line of being like the man with the badge, being the man with the badge versus being a black man, or I guess just being like how do you walk that line? You know, how you feel about it?
I look at it like, man, I'm trying to get this money, trying to chase this bag like everybody else. I'm just doing it different. You know what I'm saying? Like it's you got everybody in the hood that's designated to do certain things. Everybody ain't a trapper. Everybody ain't a drug dealer. Everybody can't, you feel me, pimp everybody, but they all from the same hood. You feel me? You got that one dude that's going to do the 9 to 5, that's gonna be good for the hood. You know what I'm saying? And he just that. You feel me? And I don't see myself as him, but it was like, at the same time, I'm him. You feel me? Like, I respect everybody. When I go out there and work, everybody got my love and respect. That's all day. But at the same time, it's like, I got a job to do. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and that's what I'm going to do all day long. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to feed my family. You feel me? Like everybody else. I'm just doing it in a different way. You feel me? And I just, I so happened, like, you got most of security guards and cops and officers and all that good stuff that just brought up in homes where they third and second in generations and all that good stuff, and they daddy was the sheriff, and you feel me, in 1982 and all that good stuff, and they just grew up in that lifestyle. You see what I'm saying? But somebody like me ain't never grew up in that lifestyle. This is a change. It's like, but it's all love and respect though at the end of the day. Just remember, I got a job to do. If you're doing, I'm gonna let you know. That's the type of person I am. I ain't trying to rat you out. You feel me? I'm still who I am. You know what I'm saying? You doing that, I'm gonna look at you. First off, I'm gonna try to give you a warning, like, hey bro, look, this is what it is. Cold part about it. I'm gonna be respectful. But at the end of the day, just remember, I got a job to do.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Amen to that. I am. For me, it's a little bit different. Not different. For me, how I look at it is, because I like how you express it. It's like everybody in the hood, everybody's not going to be the drug dealer. Everybody's not going to be the pimper. Everybody's not going to be the gangbanger. A lot of the times, it's kind of funny. Like, I think a lot of times we forget that when you go to the hood, a lot of these communities that we might come from, there are different roles that everybody plays. Even just in the family, we were just talking about, like, what kind of, before we even talked about this, we were talking about what uncle, kind of uncle we would be in our situation, right? You're going to have that drunk uncle. You're going to have the uncle that got money, so he don't really come around the family like that. When you do see him, he got like a bad Filipino girl with him or some weird shit that he picked up. It is what it is. You know, you got that one rapey uncle in the back room that your grandma always say don't be alone with, but somehow this motherfucker is still allowed to come to the family cookout. Is what it is. But I think at the end of the day, making fucked up jokes right now, but at the end of the day, I think the overall point is that as long as you respect that, just because the way that I'm getting money, as long as you respect that the way that I'm getting money, the way that I'm making ends meet, just because it differs from how you doing it, that doesn't make me lesser than you. We are both in a field that for a long time in the state of California really didn't pay good. It just now really started being common that for armed security guards, you might see them making $23, $25, $26, $27 an hour. And even that, to me, ain't worth you having to wear a gun on your hip and stand in front of these ghetto-ass stores in Southside, Stockton, West Modesto, certain parts of East Fresno. And if y'all from Central Valley, you know what I'm talking about. But it will tell you that up until the year before that, we was doing it for a lot less. One of the clubs that me and this man worked at. Like I told y'all the story before, how I didn't tell the specific story, and I can't get into specifics because some of the people who were involved, I know. But we had shit break down where you had shootings, you had stabbings, and all that time I was getting paid $20 an hour. I was getting paid $20 an hour to pull a knife out of somebody's chest in a stabbing. $20 an hour to pick up a man who just got shot on the ground. $20 an hour you getting paid, even when we was working the banks. Like, I want to know if you want to be honest with your wage. I'll tell you, nigga, when I was standing in front of those banks, standing in front of that goddamn Bank of America on Wilson Way, right on the blade, for those who do not, well, no, we can do it. Brother, we don't work for them anymore, brother. We can be honest. When I was doing that job, standing in front of that bank for $18 an hour last year, kicking homeless person after homeless person off of the property, dude taking his shirt off, acting like he wanted to fight me, even though he don't even know. Hey, whoever that nigga was, hey, let do I need to, let me stop me, stop me, stop.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to him, dude. Yeah, shit, I hit his, let me tell you.
Shout out to him.
I hit his ass with this baton today. fuck it. Man, with that being said, I was doing all that for 18 hours. Literally, and granted, I don't know. You get what I'm saying? Like, let me get your feedback on this.
It, you know what? I look at life like this, right? I was just telling my lady this the other day. I'm a firm believer. Yeah, it's going to be hard. it's going to be a struggle. But I'm a firm believer in working hard in the beginning. And believe me, I ain't going to say that was a back-breaking work. But at the same time, with wearing a badge, people don't understand this. As soon as you put a badge on, you become a target. For any and everything, you are the first thing that people see. No matter if somebody walking past you in a suit, no matter if somebody walking past you with raggedy, the daggle in a basket, clothes wrapped up. If you standing in a vicinity and you got a badge on, you are a target.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So with that being said, all problems going to automatically come to you. Mm-hmm. And this is why I ain't going to say I agree with police, but like you look at it, like you see the police and you already know what time it is. That's a badge. You know it's going to be something. They're going to either go at you or you're going to come at them. Regardless, that's life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just with working at these places, standing in front of banks, standing in front of grocery stores, standing in front of clubs, you the first thing that people come to. They're not walking through the door without walking past you. You see what I'm saying? So whatever is on their mind, whatever they got going on, whatever, how they feeling that day, you are the first person before they go into this building or this facility that they're going to interact with, whether it be good or bad. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And you got to deal with that all day long. You feel what I'm saying? That's just one person. And within an hour of you starting work, you still got the rest of the day to go through. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you got that situation. Boom. Now you got a whole nother situation because somebody else having a bad day. You see what I'm saying? And you got to deal with all of that. All of that got to come to you and through you. You see what I'm saying? And you got to be able to filter that accordingly. Because if not, you're going to blow up or lose your job. You know what I mean? Like, something happen. You feel me? I'm saying, like,
it has happened a lot.
Niggas, you feel me? Niggas can I say niggas?
Go ahead. Real nigga security.
Man. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, it's been many times within myself. I felt boiling in my soul. Like, I felt heat on me. But I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm like, man, I got pride aside, I got a family to feed.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Cold part about it. Pride aside, I got a family to feed. Yeah, this dude over here talking crazy. If I was somebody else, it'd have been a different story. But pride aside, I got a family to feed. I can't let what's going on right now affect me. You see what I'm saying? And that's how it really is. Like, everybody look at security and all that good stuff and just look at people in badges and like, oh man, you this and that and the other and the third. Nah, man, just look at him as a regular man. Put yourself in his shoes. You see what I'm saying? Before you start doing what you're going to do or saying what you're going to say, put yourself in his shoes. You don't know that man from a can of paint.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't going to sit here and lie and cap you. Yeah, you do got... Can I? Yeah, you got assholes out there. You got people that, you feel me, all that, you feel me? You got police and security that ain't right, straight up. I ain't gonna sit here and cap to you. But at the end of the day, everybody got an issue, man.
Yeah.
And that's the cold part about it. You feel me? Like, standing, doing what we was doing, standing in front of those places, dealing with all that stuff that was going on, and had to sit back and come back the next day, you know what I'm saying, for a little or nothing. Man, come on now. You feel me? Just to make ends meet. So you can feed your family and take care of yourself. A lot of people don't understand. That's why I try to remain cool with everybody, because I know not everybody's going to understand that. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is.
It was funny because one thing you said earlier was you deal with somebody who's having a bad day, and that ain't going to be the only person you deal with when you work at some of these places. It's having a bad day. And when we was working at the, we was doing those bank contracts right when the pandemic hit, right when the EDD craze hit, right, for those of you guys who was going to banks in Cali, I can't speak to how they was in Tejas, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, but I can tell you in California, when it was having it to where in the bank, they could only have 12 people in the bank, and they would have the lines wrapped the fuck around the bank, whether it was that bank on Benjamin Hill Drive in Stoke Thorne, whether it was that one on Wilson Way, whether it was the one in Modesto, the line used to be wrapped around, and let me tell you, them niggas was mad. White or black, let me tell you that. I'm saying niggas, I'm saying you niggas refer to everybody. Them motherfuckers were upset. Oh, they were upset. Why the fuck? Well, what the fuck are we doing? Why in the And we had to deal with that day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out. Now, thank God, you know, when I first started, you know, for the first few months, they blessed me, nigga. They had me at the bank in Lodi. For those who don't know, Lodi is a little bit, it's a lot softer than Stockton. So I was cool. Now, shout out to my people out there in Lodi, the bank out there, the Vineyard. They was cool. All my clients, they was cool. Co-workers was cool as hell. Man, it was cool. They was bringing me burritos and shit. They was bringing me burritos and sex, etc. Met a few girls. It was cool. That was my spot. I was in hog heaven. Till I got that call from Marcos. Man, they called me and told me, Joseph, yes, they closed that bank down here. So you have to go work in Stockton. Ah, shit. And man, it was up from there. It was, I don't know what to tell you. It was up from there, nigga. It was, and I've worked a lot worse places than that before. But it just is. How I approach it when I work security, being for real, is like, because some of the offices they have us working at now, you know, you do have a few people who are. How could I put this? We'll say some people who, I'll just say some of the places we work at, we got some people who can get a little bit rowdy, get a little bit hyphy, as we used to say back in the day. And my mentality is like, it's funny, because when I was working with the boys the other day, they was like, bro, like, you got so much patience, man. How you patience dealing with people? My patience comes from me saying, hey, bro, I've been in your shoes before. I've been on food stamps before. I've been a kid and my mama taking me to the WIC office before with her. I've been there before. So I'm always going to be willing to put myself in your shoes in this situation and be like, hey, man, I understand, I'll be respectful. That's like a lot of the times when I even, like, I speak, for those who know, I speak Spanish. My man here, we speak Spanish. You know, niggas speaking Spanish. That's the type of guards federal security got. Bilingual niggas. Yeah. Yes. But I bring it all this up because, I'm always going to be willing to put myself in somebody else's shoes, even when I'm trying to relate to somebody who comes from a walk of life or experience that I don't know. I understand that people, for the most part, are not going to do that. And I do think that's the hard part when you are black and you do wear a badge, because you're going to deal with some people who don't see you as, hey, man, this is somebody who's feeding their family. This is somebody who's doing their thing. This is just the enemy. Now, a lot of the times, I will say, when you work in the hood, they be chill with you. Niggas will be chill with you, be respectful. Hey, black man, I see you doing your job, brother. Hey, what's up, bro? I see you doing your job. You know, one of the hood homies from Lodi, shout out to him. We had a conversation one day, and about a disagreement we had with one of his boys, and he told me something. He said, hey, bro, at the end of the day, I understand what side of the fence you on. That's why I fuck with you. You cool. At the end of the day, I understand what side of the fence you on. And a lot of the times, people aren't going to give you that grace. A lot of the times you work in situations where, you know, I will say that's one thing I do kind of envy about white communities a little bit. And when I say white communities, I mean like the people who be like from them all white towns where the motherfuckers have barbecues and play Elvis Presley. Like people like that. Like I'm talking about that kind of white. I'm talking about like oatmeal for breakfast, nothing else kind of white. I'm talking about like they ain't like that kind of white. when you go to communities like that, the people who might live in Ione, Placerville, them remote-ass cities in Nevada that nobody knows exist, Goodyear, Arizona, a lot of you don't even know Goodyear is a city in Arizona, they usually have a very good relationship and love for the police. Like a really good relationship with authority there. Black people, for a plethora of reasons, we're a little bit iffy when it comes to law enforcement. So this could actually be a great conversation because we can go into that.
I'm ready to get into it.
I feel the reason why I'm gonna go there, and I don't like going there, but you, without thinking or really realizing or understanding, you fear what you don't understand. Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand...
Hold on. By the way, this is water I'm pouring in this cup. This ain't alcohol. I know y'all hear... I'm hearing the ice. I'm hearing the water hit the ice in the microphone. I was like, hold up. Let me clarify a few things. Hey. Y'all know this water, right? Y'all know this water.
I'm pouring up agua, man. I'm pouring up agua.
But go ahead. I'm listening. Do your shit. Do your shit.
But what I was saying is a lot of people, just in general, mm-hmm. if you don't understand something or someone, you have a natural setback. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for you to come in and say, like, to open up to that. So no matter if it be a person or a thing or whatever the situation may be, or a new walk of life, you see what I'm saying? So there's always been that difference in cultures between blacks and whites. There's always been just a difference. I'm just going there. You see what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be him. You feel me? With the, you know, just, I ain't trying to stand up, but you know, I ain't trying to do all that. I'm just giving life facts. You see what I'm saying? There's always been just a difference. You see what I'm saying? And just thinking, way of life, just growing up. You feel what I'm saying? Like, just from the back, when my grandmother was last name, wasn't they last name before they got who, before they became who they are. You feel me? My uncles and them. You know what I'm saying? Just that's the life that a lot of us come from. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of us understand and know. So to see someone and they're in a position of power, whatever the case may be, like it was back in the day, just to say, there's going to be some setback. There's going to be a little push. There's going to be a little pull just because. You see what I'm saying? Like, I ain't saying that's nature and Mother Nature just making its way of life, but that's just what it is. You see what I'm saying? Like, you see somebody, you don't understand them. Just even going, we can go deeper. Like you see somebody from another set. You don't know who that is. You just know they from the other side of the town. So automatically, you're going to be looking at them like, who is you? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all going to look and do all whatever the case may be just because you don't understand one another. Right. But if y'all was to sit down and take the time to be like, look, this is me. I'm that. This is what I do. And I like that type of stuff too. Really? Man, y'all may become best friends. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But there's always been that separation between the African-American community and the police. Point blank period, up and down, ain't no way around it. There's always been a separation. Why? Because everywhere you go, I'm not just putting this on one side, because everywhere you go, there's good and bad. There's going to be some good people on the African-American side. There's going to be some good cops. You know what I'm saying? I done ran into a couple of them. There's going to be some bad people on the African-American side, and there's going to be some bad people on the police side. I done ran into both of them. You know what I mean? I done ran into both of them on both times. You see what I'm saying? So there's going to be that. You just have to know how to deal. You have to know how to deal with it when you're in that situation. You see what I'm saying? And see it for what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't, believe me, and it's not just because I didn't, before I started working security, I ran into some cops that just let me out of a ticket just because I gave him, you know what I mean? Like, I'm speeding coming on the freeway. Well, what you doing, man? I'm on my way to the club. And this before I start with him, man, I'm on, okay. Well, you know, he act like he wrote the ticket because his partner, was one of those ones that was going to try to grill me down. So I seen he was like, you got your ID? Here, take that. He act like he wrote something, gave my ID back, and put me on my day. You see what I'm saying? That's all that was. Then I had another one, another cop at the same time. Different, you know what I mean? Different, semi-same location. Pulled me over because he heard my music. Well, I start grilling him. Well, what did you hear? You know what I mean? Like, what was it that you were listening? If you see what it was, he saw me grooving and moving without no F's given. You see what I'm saying? I was in my mode. I was vibing. I asked him, well, what did you hear? He didn't hear nothing. Okay, well, write your ticket. Do what you're going to do. Whole part about it, I was listening to the Temptations, man. It's just my imagination.
It's just my imagination.
You know what I'm saying? That was the cold part about it. I was vibing, baby. And the thing about it, he tried to, but I believe he felt that he wasn't going to win that in court, so he didn't even put it into the system. He wrote it down. Take care of my business. Mm-hmm. Take care of my business, and wasn't nothing there. Long story short, I mean, it just is what it is. You got good and bad on both sides. You see what I'm saying? African-American community, you got ones that's going to try to get over on every little thing. Hey, bro, what you got? You feel me? Oh, I'll get you this for that and this, that, and the third. Whatever the case may be, trying to get over on you. You see what I'm saying?
So I'll ask you, that view that you have right now, did you have that when you were younger, like 18, 19, 17? Or is that something you developed as you got older?
I'm going to say that came with time. It came with time because there's been situations when I was younger on Halloween, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, a lot younger, you know, niggas going around on Halloween just, you know what I mean, BSing, doing whatever. I done seen the police put a taser in my boy face. You see what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So I knew. This the thing about it. I knew niggas how, like, niggas move and react and all that good stuff. I knew niggas at that time. I didn't know the other side. You see what I'm saying? So just growing up, I've always been just on the side like, man, you know what I'm saying? F1 too. If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I see different now. You know what I mean? It takes time. It takes time. You know what I mean? I'm a firm believer in life given the best lessons. So
I think deeper than that, I think it's more like it's hard to have sympathy and empathize with the opposite side if growing up everybody in your immediate circumference mm-hmm. is on the opposite side of that side. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not in the streets, a lot of the times our daddies was in the streets. Mm-hmm. My dad was in jail for 13 years. He died on jail now right now. He's actually having a community event in Sacramento. Y'all pull up, Papa Bear Village. But like, he was in jail for 13, 15 years. My little brother's in jail right now, and my little brother's been back and forth. So a lot of the times, if your immediate peer group is people who had those experiences and are naturally opposed to the cops, you know, you're gonna feel a way. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to feel away naturally because, you know, you're going to inherit that natural beef, you know? Like,
yeah, and cold part about it, I ain't even going to lie to you. Like, I ain't going to sit here and say, like, man, I did a hard time. Man, I did a couple months. I've been behind that door where it's lights out. And I ain't going to sit here in front, you know what I mean, and sit back and say, like, nigga, I've been in there and did it. Ooh, I ain't. I ain't one in front of putting nothing to put myself up or try to make myself seem like something. But what me saying that is, I understand. You see what I'm saying? Because that's what I grew up in. Like, main thing I did, I was upset with myself when that happened. Because I fought myself of being a statistic. I'm a big black dude. I don't want to become a statistic. You see what I'm saying? I like to fight the opposite of what you say. Like, you say I'm going to do this. You say go left, I'm going to go right. Just out of me being me. You know what I mean? So with the statistic, you know, big, you know, going to jail, whatever the case may be, at this age, whatever, I hated myself for that. Just because, like, I mean, I know what I was out there doing, but I hated myself. I won't say I hated myself. I was upset with myself because... You know what I mean? Cuffs, you know what I mean? Send court, man, go here. You got this time, turn yourself in, all that. You see what I'm saying? So I was upset with myself during that time. Not too much, but just a little bit like, man, I became a statistic. Like, I was one of that one. They put another notch down on me. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. You see what I'm saying? I won't say totally different lifestyle because I still am me. But, I mean, hey, I'm on the other side of the fence. And I go back to that same place where that situation happened right now here today and BS with those people that you know what I mean, took me in. You feel me? I'll sit there and BS with them like...
It's still good in the hood.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I go and start BSing with them and just like, oh, yeah, man. Oh, what you got? Oh, man, you know what I mean? Have you seen that? You know what I mean? Just on GP. You feel me? I'll do that right now. But before, I couldn't do that. But, you know what I'm saying? So,
I think why that's so powerful, what you said, is because it's a few things to what you said. It's a lot of people who don't gain that insight. It's a lot of people who, when they actually do say, for example, might come up in those environments, come up in a certain kind of environment. When they do, if they do decide to become a cop or become security, they say, fuck it, we leaving the hood alone. We don't even want to be bothered with them. You know, they start voting for Trump and et cetera, et cetera. And it puts you in a... I'll be real with you, bro. I was thinking about this the other day. I was at work, man. Like, and this is why I always try to have sympathy when I'm working at the spot. It's because you realize that, like, we never realize how privileged we are in life. Mm-hmm. We never realize how many things we take for granted. Like, you know, me and my man, we joke and we bullshit, we laugh, we always be shooting the shit. I've never really tried to investigate, how was your childhood? Were you touched as a child and weird shit like that? But it's interesting because for me, when I work at some of the spots I've worked at, and I see people poor on food stamps, on aid, cussing me out because they didn't get certain kind of whoops. These are all experiences that I know, experiences that I come from, so I can understand that. And the thing that I take for granted in life, I understand now, is that I can look back at those moments and say, ooh, nigga, that was a rough time in life. I remember them goddamn days. Ooh, nigga, that WIC office, I remember that. Nigga, government cheese, I remember that shit. Yeah, the church drive, they having that thing at church where they give free food, I remember that. And what you realize when you work at some of these places, when you go to some of these places, you talk to some of these people, when you go back to the hood, a lot of these people are 30, 40, 50, 60 in the same position. When I go to where my mama stay at, I'm not going to put her business out there, but where she stay at, reality is, it is a low-income place. She on the voucher. And all those people who are there, and that is supposed to be like a temporary housing situation, but it's a lot of people who are going to die in them same spots, in them same apartments, like in their 60s and 70s, on drugs, strung out, on alcohol, et cetera, et cetera. And we take for granted that by whatever means, you know, might have been us getting somebody giving us a job opportunity and we really didn't deserve it, might have been us, by whatever means we were able to move out of that situation and transition now. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people don't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's I look at it like this. At the same time, right? It's, look at it like this. They call it a trap. A trap. And that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's a trap. Yeah, you got dreams and aspirations. Like, it's like, man, I ain't going to be doing this forever. You know what I mean? I'm going to do this so I can set myself up. Matter of fact, shout out to a family member of mine who did that. You know what I mean? Like, he did what he had to do. You know what I'm saying? Because he had priors that wouldn't allow him to, that couldn't put him in a position to where he wanted to be immediately. So he had to do what he had to do to, you know what I mean, take care of his. And now he left that alone. I had a conversation with him, like, a week or so ago, he was like, cuz, I'm out the game. Straight up. And he got a good job. You know what I mean? Like, he making about what we doing or more, like, probably more. You know what I'm saying? So, it's you can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just have to have a dream and a goal. Like, don't let your current situation or where you're at keep you in that state of mind. Like, oh, yeah, you doing it right now. You doing all this. You feel me? Whatever the case may be. Whatever you doing. You know what I'm saying? You doing that right now, but have a goal in mind to where it's like, I want to do this. You see what I'm saying? I want to set myself. This is only a stepping stone. Let what you doing only be a stepping stone. You see what I'm saying? And stay out the way of them people, man. Real talk. Like, just let it be a stepping stone. Don't get too caught up in it. Because at the end of the day, it can look good. Everything that's coming. You see what I'm saying? Like, man, bringing in a bag. You know what I mean? Got you a cool little whip. You feel me? Got you a nice little something on your wrist, you feel me? And on your arm, you see what I'm saying? Nice something hanging from your neck, you feel me? You ain't really wanting for nothing. You like, man, yeah, that's cool. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? Don't let that, don't stay there. You see what I'm saying? Because that what that is a trap. Mm-hmm. That's the trap. You see what I'm saying? Get out of that. Like, man, set yourself up. Get a business. You got all it? Get a business. Get an LLC. Do all that. You know what I'm saying? And leave the other stuff alone. Because that ain't going to do nothing but continue to be a trap for you. You know what I'm saying? Until you learn how to elevate your mind, you have to elevate. First, you have to think higher than where you're at. I'm not saying where you're at is a low place. But think like, man, how can I go further in life? You see what I'm saying? How can I do better in life? How can I set my kids up? How can I set my grandkids up to where they coming to me like, granddaddy, I want a new Bentley. You see what I'm saying? Like, oh, here it is. No problem. Boom. You see what I'm saying? And that's coming from the wealth that you set from doing the right thing. You see what I'm saying? Just, that's the whole thing about it, man. You just got to elevate your mind. Look at it like, I don't want to just sit here and be in the same place. Because what you said is like, you see, speaking on like a lot of those people, I see them too. Just driving, I see a lot of the OGs, just, you feel me, still out there hanging, slanging, and banging. You know what I mean? And not to say that they didn't elevate, something happened where they stopped trying to push. You got to push. You got to push for it. It's not going to be easy. Everything, the good stuff that come to you in life ain't going to be easy. This job being one. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Niggas took some L's. You feel me? Like, you're going to have to bite a few L's. But at the same time, push. Just keep pushing. You can do it. You see what I'm saying? And the reason I'm saying that, man, I didn't graduate until I was 28 years old, bro. I didn't get my high school diploma until I was 28 years old. I did not graduate high school. Straight up. I'm just one of those ones that just like, I kept pushing. I didn't stop.
Went to high school for 1 year of my life. That was, I went to high school from August until May of Jesse Bethel High School. That was it.
I got expelled from high school my freshman year. Went to continuation school, did all that good stuff. Didn't finish there, got into some more stuff. You feel me? It just wasn't for me. Left out of there. It was hard for me to keep a job because it was like, you got your high school? Yeah, I got my high school diploma. Yeah, from all this good stuff. But at the same time, I'm going back and forth to court, missing work. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm going back and forth to court, they like, man, what's going on with you? You know what I mean? So I just had to, I kept pushing. And that's what you got to do. You just got to keep pushing. You see what I'm saying? Like, just don't let where you're at stop you or keep or put in your mind that this is all that you're going to do. This is all that you're going to be. And I'm going to be I'm going to win the greatest trapper award.
You know what I mean? Come with a bronze.
A brick. Yeah. You get a brick. Now, this is what you're going to get. I'm going to be the greatest trapper. Here's your brick. You know what I mean? Straight up. Like, don't let that stop you, bro. Like, you got to keep pushing. Don't let it. That's how I won't say that's how I made it where I'm at, but that's how I made it to where I'm at. Honestly, like, just kept pushing. You see what I'm saying? This is the thing about it. When I became that statistic of a, you know what I mean, a young black male and all that, whatever the case may be, I could have let that stop me. I could have easily took a turn. You know what I'm saying? Which wouldn't have been hard. Started doing other stuff. You see what I'm saying? So I was like, nah, I'm going to do on this other path. You see what I'm saying? And that's all that is, man. Don't let where you're at stop you. And if anything, like, man, I got this on my record, all that good stuff. Here's this gems I like to give people. You feel me? Like, working on this side, I love helping people that come from that. Man, go back to where you had your situation and work on getting that stuff took off your record, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get them F's turned off, turned around. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you got an F on your report card, man, go back. If it's been some time, like, look, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm trying to do, whatever the case may be. Whoop, man, and they're going to work with you. You know what I'm saying? It was like, okay, I see you trying to make a change. We're going to see what we can do. We're getting this drop down. You know what I'm saying? And that's what that is.
Round of applause for that. Put a round of applause for that. Ain't nothing happening. I don't want you looking at me like, what the fuck was that? But, man, I don't know where we can go. If we had a whole mental splurge with that. At this point, I want to read some of the comments I've got. Because I think it was one thing you said right there about getting things off your record. And it was one comment. I had made a video. So this section of the podcast where I go to and I reply to comments, you know, because people be leaving stuff and talking shit. And
try to say my hair ain't luxurious when you know it is, bitch.
You know it is, bitch. When you know it is, bitch. There was a guy, shout out to Custom Fab One. That's his name, Custom Fab One on TikTok, and he said, I made a video talking about, I asked in the video, do you think jail does more help than harm? He said, I don't like police for the most part. I have lived much of my life on the other side of the law. That being said, though, I feel like there is a definite need for jail. What do you feel about that? Could you pull a thought from that?
Shout out to Big Dog. I say this. I grew up with just that automatic. You know what I'm saying? Oh, there go the boys. You know what I mean? Like, you know, with just saying that, anybody that's been in that, you feel me, environment should know. Like, when you hear that, you making moves to do something different from what you was doing. You see what I'm saying? I grew up around that. I grew up around those people. They've done time. I ain't gonna sit here and say I've done time, but you feel me? Like, I don't even consider myself doing time. You feel me? But it is what it is, whatever the case may be. You feel me? I took care of what I had to take care of. But I believe unless you want to change, you're not going to change.
That's facts. That's facts.
Unless you want to do something different, you're not going to do anything different. If you sit back and say like, oh man, they coming. Ooh, I got to go sit down. But when I get out, you feel me? I got to do this, do that, just ooh. And you doing the same thing that you was doing, you feel me? What was the point? You see what I'm saying? All you did really was just waste your time. And that's what they doing. They just taking you away just to waste your time. Is it necessary? Is it needed? It's needed and necessary for the people that want to change. I never went back. I was like, y'all letting me, I'm gone? Bye.
Yeah, I'm gone.
I'm out of here. What in the world? I'll see y'all later. Shout out to everybody that's, you know what I mean, that's sitting down right now, though. You feel me? Like, and shout out to everybody that, you know what I mean, you got a family member sitting down, man. It is what it is. It's real. But until you want to change, what's the point?
Yeah.
I mean, you can sit back like, lock you up this week, boom. You get out 2 months later and go back and do the same thing. What was the point? You know what I mean? Did it do justice? Because, I mean, honestly, it's niggas in jails is in engineers. A lot of niggas in jails. We were talking about that earlier. A lot of niggas is engineers.
Niggas in there eating fucking steak, grills,
man, pizza. I done seen some stuff, man, to where I was like, what in the world? How did that happen? You feel me? Niggas doing a little bit of everything, man. But I mean, just to say, just to comment on, was like, just is, you know, he grew up. You say he grew up on the other side, but he don't. I mean, but he still feel jealous needed. I look at it like, what's the point of it? All it does, is they just take you off the street for a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. In their mind, this time is going to, quote unquote, rehabilitate you. That's what they're looking for. They want this time. They was like, okay, we caught you. We got you. They want this time to rehabilitate you, change your mind. That's what the time is for. The time is to learn something different from what you're doing. It's to take you out of your element. That's what they do. They take you out of your element, put you in their element, and say, okay, we're going to take you out of your element. Hopefully when you go back, because we have to release you. You ain't sitting here with an L. We have to release you. Once we release you, did this time do anything?
It's time out.
Exactly. You a kid sitting in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. You just a kid sitting in the corner. You on timeout. Don't turn around and ask for no noodles. You know you're not hungry. You better sit in that corner until I tell you to.
Hey, God forbid you get a teacher to make you face the corner. Now you're hearing all the kids behind you having fun and shit, but you can't see shit.
You can't see nothing but that corner. You looking your head down, hands probably in your pockets, and you just sitting there until they say, come back.
Amen.
Now, with you sitting in that corner, what did that do? Are you going to go back to that corner? What is you going to do? Did you learn anything from sitting in that corner? Did you? What, did you learn a lesson?
Did that corner help you in any way?
Did that corner help you in any way? So to answer bro a question, like, I don't know. It's hard to say. Because it's a different experience for everybody.
I'll say to that. I'll go to get a different question because that'll turn into a whole 35-hour debate of that one. Shout out to Space Cowboy 760. Shout out to Space Cowboy 760. He said, I did a video asking about should minimum wage match the price or the cost of living? You know what I mean? And he said, I believe it should be, I believe they should match, since almost 40% of the workforce makes minimum wage. So that's a big chunk of the population who can't afford to live. To that, how do you feel?
So
you
said it one time, you said he said, believe
me. So I made a video asking, if should minimum wage match how the price, the cost of living? Because reality is, a lot of times minimum wage, like for example, is $16 here. It's $16 or $15 here, but they say the cost of living wage in California is like 22 or 23. Space Cowboy 760 responded and said, I believe it should be, since almost 40% of the workforce makes minimum wage. So that's a big chunk of the population who can't afford to live. What do you think?
I agree. Reason being, if you think about it, every time minimum wage goes up, everything else goes up. You know what I mean? Every single year.
I just talked about that.
Every single year. If soon as minimum wage goes up, milk then went from $3 a gallon to $6 a gallon. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, nigga, if niggas is spending, let me say, I can tell you doing good. Like, this nigga business, I ain't going nowhere. I got to pay $6 for a gallon of milk.
But I'm just saying, though. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm saying, though. Like, you got to look at that. Every year, it goes up. Like, bridge talk. Like, I mean, just commuting back and forth to the, like, if you, I don't know, like, if you go back and forth to the Bay.
Yeah.
Nigga, like a bridge. Nigga, I remember when I was a kid, nigga, bridge talk used to be like $1.50, $2. What is it now? Like $5, $6?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Going back and forth to the Bay, you better have a fast track. I hope you do.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Just look at stuff like that, bro. Like, I believe that. Like, man, keep like, if you're going to keep, like, whatever minimum wage is, that should be the cost of living. Because it almost seems and feels that it's like a crabs in a bucket type of idea. Like, we're going to give you something, but just put, we're going to take a little bit more water out of the bucket. You see what I'm saying? Like, we're going to toss you something like, oh yeah, man, minimum wage going up. Oh, that's what's up. Cool. But we're taking some more water out the bucket. We're going to raise everything else. So you might make that extra $1, $2, but you making that extra $2, $2. Guess what? Everything else then went up.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really not going nowhere. You're staying in the same position. Yeah. There's no elevation.
Oh, nigga, you're staying here. Don't get
exactly.
Happy, nigga. You're staying here. You're staying here.
You're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. We're gonna keep you here. There's no elevation. There's no room for you to move up in the force. You are going to stay here. You think you... That's... Man, to really get into it, that's like a trick, bro. Like, to think like... Oh, to put in the minds of people, oh, we're going to give you more. And everybody go crazy. Oh, man, yeah, they raise... Whoa. Cold part about it, you start going to the grocery store. Wait a minute. You thinking you got a couple extra dollars... But you really just got the same amount you had.
No, seriously, bro.
You
seriously.
Know what I'm saying?
Hey, you might have felt the difference that first week when everything else catch up. Then you're like, okay, nigga, I'm back poor again. It don't even make no difference now. Shout out to Rare Candy 10. I made a video talking about. Do you like African food? And it was one. There was a lot of people who left some interesting comments. Shout out to Rare Candy 10. He commented out of nowhere and said, "Hey, I'm Jamaican and fucked him, but our food be winning." So shout out to Rare Candy 10. You ever had Jamaican food?
You know what? I don't believe I had. My folks just hit me the other day talking about some jerk chicken. In the field, I was like, man, where that spot at? You know what I mean? Like, I ain't gonna sit here and say I've had luscious amounts of
of delicacies from across the lands. You know, I ain't gonna sit here and say, nah, man, I give me some chicken, make me some fried chicken, man. Yeah, I can go to Panda Express and you see I got some KFC sitting over there right now. You know what I'm talking about? But man, I ain't never had no Jamaican food. Or no, I probably have and just didn't know. Like people be like, oh, this is that. Oh, for real?
Hey. Set you up. Had to set you up for you to try it.
Like, man, I don't be knowing a lot of stuff. I'm just, man, you put some food in front of me, I'm gonna eat, man. I'm a big dude, man. I'm a big nigga, man. I just like to eat, man. If it tastes good, I'm going to eat it. If not, I'm going to set it to the side. That's going to be probably the last thing that I don't touch.
shout out to the homie. Shout out to Tiffy. I had made a video talking about certain stores that let you know you in the hood. And I said, what? I'm just being honest, brother. And, why are you laughing? Why are you thinking? Yeah, I'm just being for real, bro. It's got to keep 100, bro. And so the number one store I put up was Didi's Discount. Shout out to Tiffany. Tiffany commented and said, the audacity of Didi's and Rainbow Female Thieves. Rainbow is another store. If you know Sacramento, Rainbow is this clothing store located right next to that one. She said, Female Thieves. They really fit a square with you about their Jumpmans and 3 for $5 tees. So, what would you say to that?
Well, I say, you know you in the hood when you see a dog just running down the street and there ain't nobody scared. You know you in the hood when you see somebody standing on one side of the fence and somebody on the other side of the fence and they having a full conversation in the morning.
Hey, Steve, you get your carburetor repaired? Steve, you know, Timmy, he finna come down the street and he finna come up here and handle that right now. He finna handle it, man.
You know you in the hood with a nigga parked in the middle of the street having a whole conversation in a car with somebody and telling everybody else to go around. Man, I'm going to say this, man. I love nigga shit. I do. I see stuff like that. I get happy. You know what I do? Honestly, I'm going to tell you this, what I do. When I'm driving in my car, I pull up next to somebody that may be a little bit lighter complexion than me. I turn my music all the way up and start dancing. Like, I turn the music up and roll my windows down. Like, we here.
We are here. Hey, you've got to add one part. We here with a good job. Round of applause.
You feel me? Bitch, you feel me?
Man.
I love hood stuff. You can't, man. I love it. Just send me, I like being around our people. I love the community. So anything about it, I'm going to love. If you want to fight this girl for doing whatever or fight this dude, man, for coming out the stove, I'm going to love it. Straight up. Y'all, I'm going to let y'all do what y'all do. I might try to break it up. I don't know. Depending on.
I might attempt.
There might be an attempt, but I just love nigga shit. I'm just saying. ain't no way around it. I love it.
Shout out to him. I did a video talking about it's gonna be the last question, and we're gonna cut it out because I don't want to do a 4-hour conversation. But I made a video talking about how when I was growing up, I'm assuming because did you go to middle school in Fairfield?
Mm-hmm. Grange Middle School.
Shout out to
Grange Middle School.
Grange Middle School.
Fairfield, California.
Yes, sir.
Northern California, I don't care what you say. I'm from Fairfield, California, USA. You get hypey.
Solano County in the building, 707, say it backwards.
Say it backwards.
And I talked about how when we was kids in school, did you remember when they used to have the, like when you would have lunchtime and the seagulls would come and take up a shit on you and take the food? Did that happen to y'all Fairfield too?
So,
okay, before I go there, shout out to, I got numerous comments for that, but one response was, hold up. It was one, let me find it. What did he say? He said some shit had me weak. Hold up. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Kevin. This destructive motherfucker. Kevin Walker said, yep, we used to give them Alka-Seltzer and watch them blow up. Now, go ahead. What would you be responsible to the homie Kevin? Come on.
So, shout out to him.
Is a couple people that, you know what I mean, took that route and did that thing. And, hey, it was an experiment. Science. Science. Hey, man, I want to see what happened, you know what I mean? It do this to me. What is it going to do to you? You feel me? You know, talk about, man, I remember, I don't know how the school is. The school has been renovated, dead and did some changes to the school and all that good stuff. But I was growing up in middle school, man. I remember the way the seats was, like they had covering, like, cornered. So you got the hall or whatever the case may, whatever it was, where you got the food was. And just everything, just they had it covered up around the corner. The middle, wide open. You avoided that middle. You walked around like you cut corners. You did not go through that middle. Because them seagulls during lunchtime was on the hunt. They was on the prowl. If they didn't like you, you might have something on your jacket. Is a couple of niggas that was like, man, that I know somebody that, what couple of niggas was like, be hot and upset because they got a fresh jacket on, they got a fresh South Pole on back when South, you feel me?
Yeah, I remember.
And a seagull then came through and did something to him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he's sitting there mad looking at it. Next thing you know, another seagull came down. Boom, fries gone.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So, yeah, man. It's, hey, man, shout out to him. You feel me? Because that was that. All that did, really, that's like teaching a lesson. If you really think about it, he was teaching them a lesson. Like, okay, you keep coming here, and this is what's going to happen to y'all.
Yeah.
And everybody that did that taught lessons. Because I don't know if you realize. After a while, you start seeing less and less because they like, man, I don't know what I'm about to pick up off this plate. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, shout out to him and his seagull experiment.
With that being said, I'm gonna close the podcast. We've been talking for like an hour and a half. But trying to get my brother on here for a minute. You feel me? We ended up meeting in his little basement. He got over here hitting and ripped and whatever the hell we at. I'm going to need to be escorted out of here when I leave because I feel for my safety.
Like, hey, man, don't worry about it, man. You good. People in the corner ain't going to do nothing.
But shout out to him. Shout out to the homie for pulling up. And yeah, man, this was a good episode. Let us know. Let me know on TikTok. Let me know on Instagram if you want me to bring the homie back. We can do another episode. Shout out to y'all.
RNIU, Real Niggas in Uniform.
Real Niggas in Uniform. Real Niggas in Uniform. Yes, indeed. Yes. That was good.